All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. And we'll enter into what God has given. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for waking us up, blessing us to come forward.
Thank you.
Lord, help us to do mighty things in you, looking forward and not backwards. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes.
You know, we made it to verse 7 last week. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you,
Jesus,
you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you.
Now, wait a minute. Are you sure it's whatever you will?
Whatever you will.
You mean anything?
Anything.
It'll be done.
It will be done.
That if you're abiding now, it only comes from abiding people.
Yeah.
Because, see, if you're not abiding, you may ask for the wrong thing. But if you're abiding, you're going to ask for the right thing.
And it will be done. And it will be done.
It will be done.
A tree.
Oh, it comes from abiding.
A fruit tree doesn't have to make itself bear fruit. It naturally bears fruit because that's what it's designed to do. And the fruit we bear, as we abide in the Word and in Him, we also bear fruit. And when you're in Him, you're clean. You have His heart. You begin to have His mind. Then you have His Word.
Yes.
And the Word that you take time to take in, the Holy Spirit takes time to interpret it for you.
Okay.
So that you can make good choices.
So you're saying getting up early this morning is no wasted time?
No.
Oh, okay. Wanted to know.
And when the Holy Spirit's involved, and He's, if you, what you put in, He'll organize it and help you to speak it in your life.
Jesus.
You're operating His wisdom. You'll have His insights, and you will see the options that are always there.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your everyday life, there are options that you can make. Most of the time, we don't see them, but the Holy Spirit can help us see them. He'll alert us to them. And then we'll make the judgment call. We'll put all this information together and make the judgment call, and we'll ask the Lord for something or put something in motion, and it will be done. And there's nothing in the world that can stop.
Amen.
So if yesterday the Lord told me this, He said, tell my people to look at Him.
Amen.
To look up and not down. To look forward and not backwards. What can you be in Him? What do you want to do in Him?
Mm-hmm.
Design, we're made in the God class. We're made in His image. We have to decree our lives.
Jesus.
The world, they leave their lives up to happenstance. If this goes right, I'll do this. If that falls in place, then I'll do that. Mm. We're not, if we try to operate that way, it's going to be frustrating.
Jesus.
We have to decree where we're going and what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're made in the God class. Everything God did, He wanted to do it. He thought about it. He thought about the best option, and He always did the best option. And when that becomes our pattern, our lives will be like His. When you look in the night sky and see all those stars and galaxies up there, He's been doing this a long time. And everything used to be nothing. And He made what He wanted and put it in motion. And you finance your life through sowing and reaping. Jesus went about doing good. That way, greater doors always open up for you. It didn't happen. Wealth always comes from sowing and reaping. Just like Nick go around telling people, "You're the blessed of the Lord," encouraging people. Well, what's he doing? That some of those people, the word will get in them. They'll get saved. They'll start thinking different, seeing themselves different. It's going to get easier because every time you obey God, it always gets easier. And then, since you're in motion, the Holy Spirit can show you how to bear more fruit. And then, that's going to cause greater doors to open up for Nick is, and just and everybody that's obedient. Everything that you do, the people that Ray lay hands on, they get healed. It's going to get easy. Everything gets easier and better as we obey God. And I had a word that I had to speak to a pastor. The Lord said, don't set limits. So after saying that word to him, I said, well, I'm not going to set limits. The Lord didn't have to tell me not to set limits after he gave me that word to give him.
So the reality of what you're saying right there is that we'll be walking in a supernatural manifestation every single day.
Yes.
Because of sowing, reaping, doing good like Jesus did, walking around doing good all the time.
All the time.
And the doors open up for everything.
Yeah, and it gets easier.
That is, that's a revelation right there.
And we have to decree our life. We have to speak where we're going, what we're going to do. Now, Pastor just talked about how Kenneth Hagin said he liked to be a half a step behind Jesus everywhere he go. Now, the way I do it, when the Lord puts something on my heart to do, I decree that it's done. I protect it. I tell Satan what he can't do. I tell Thurston what he's going to do.
Amen.
and I speak it. And I don't let people interfere with it. I say, Satan, you can't use no one to hinder this process. If I need something, I do the same thing. And I decree that my will is always his will.
Amen.
And you have to decree. Now, I don't know what the Lord's going to lead me to do. And I don't want to decree something that'll be in the way. So those kind of things I decree after he give me an assignment. I decree that assignment. That's following God. Now, if I had a goal in mind, and I decree that, and then the Lord give me an assignment, I say, well, that's not in line with my goal. I'm just going to do my goal. That's not following God. Now, that'll bear fruit because you're doing something for God, but not like what he would give you to do. And I want to stay on his path.
Like perfect planning.
Yeah. Now, personal planning, I have to decree what I'm going to, you know, things that I want and I can have. It's always yes, it's always amen. So where you want to live, where you want to, what you want in life, that's up to you. And if where you want to live interferes with what God wants to do, then just be subject to him and move where he, you know, you're going to be better off where he plants you. And that's what I want. I want to be where he plants me, but I want to thrive where he plants me. I want to do all that's in his heart, nothing left.
You know, if you're really serious about that, you know, if you're really serious about doing his will, what you do is say, you know, and I did this early in my life, I said, okay, Lord, I want to do your will,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I got out of college, I said, Lord, I'll take any job you want me to take.
Yeah.
As long as it's the first offer. You know?
Uh-huh.
I'll take any job you want me to take as long as it's the first offer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought, you know, I started throwing out resumes and sending out applications.
Mm-hmm.
For a whole year, I sat at home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Waiting.
What did you major in?
Physics. And so, I mean, I got a lot of people interested, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any offers.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the one place I said, I didn't care about, you know, where I worked. You know, except I didn't want to work in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely where I didn't want to work. The last place I wanted to work.
Yeah.
Sure enough, my first offer came from Birmingham. And I'm standing there going, oh, no. I'm getting offered a job. I mean, I didn't even do well in the interview. I mean, at all. I didn't even try, you know, because I was up here. This is Birmingham. I don't even go try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was a first offer. And about a week later, I was up having my physical done for the work in Birmingham. Got a call from a place I really wanted to work.
Mm-hmm.
Making an offer to me, you know, at the National Security Agency. And,
mm-hmm.
and I said, can't do it. Sorry. I made a vow before God.
Mm-hmm.
Maintain it. But this is where he, like you said,
yeah.
you know, where he wants you is the best place to go.
Yeah, and that's
the only way to make sure that you're where he wants you is to vow, I'll go wherever you want me, regardless. Well, it took a year, but he got me where he wanted me.
You know,
And he saw that he could trust you because you are that vow.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, a vow is something you don't make lightly. Because when you make it, you got to keep it.
I was going to talk to the apostle this morning. I didn't get a chance to. But I want the people to release their faith as they take the communion.
Yeah.
And just say things that they need or releasing your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from Corinthians, that's the foundation of it.
Yeah.
To let us know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But release your faith and say something, people. Release something from your mouth. I mean, faith is released when you speak it.
Yeah. And we have.
It's just knowledge when you study it, but you got to release
it. Mm-hmm. And it has to happen. We have our reign that we decreed. We have it. We have it now. It's, you know, it's got to happen. It can't go otherwise. Whatever we put in motion, it's in motion. It's on. That faith circuit is on, and it's got to happen. And as we, you know, whatever we need, healing, whatever we need from the Lord, it's been paid for. It's been overpaid for. And the Lord says we have it. We have to believe it and take it.
Amen.
And like Ray said last week, sometimes when you believe for healing, you'll feel more pain first. But that doesn't affect the faith. And the faith still affects that because it's got to go. Mm-hmm. It has to go. And it went the day you first believed. Mm-hmm. Processes has to sometimes have to happen. Most miracles were progressive.
Amen.
But it's still victory.
Amen. You know, Apostle, when we look at the bread, we think about healing. But this meal does more than just the healing.
Yeah.
This is the new covenant. All the promises. You're drinking to
full
all
restoration.
The promises of God. Every promise.
Yeah. Every one of them.
Every one of them. So release your faith to the ones that you really need. Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in faith, dear Lord, I thank you for your broken body.
Yes.
For every promise you've given us. Every form of healing. Even inner healing. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in faith, I take this bread.
We eat in faith this morning, God. We eat in your presence.
To live, to honor God. Verse 25, and after the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And the blood prevails. Everything is paid for by the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your word. I thank you for going forward and never backwards. In Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you for a new hunger to do all these wonderful things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.